A college education is not likely to make you wise. It's not likely to make you talented or intelligent. It won't make you compassionate, idealistic, or happy for that matter. If wisdom came with a bachelor's or a PhD, this world ruled by men full of degrees would not be in such disarray. So what does an education provide? Power. Education is power. Economic power. A college education provides the means to tackle a system instituted by an educated minority that dictates the rules but rarely experiences financial hardship. An education provides the tools to survive in the jungle of the economy, to grasp the regulations and policies written in impeccable standard English. Take a basic economics course and you may never understand the law of supply and demand. But for certain, you will learn that our society functions at the expense of that low-income, uneducated high school dropout earning minimum wage. Education is taken for granted by the educated because economic privilege has allowed them one. Yet a lack of education is overlooked by the uneducated because they've never had one. Think of the Internet. Before the Internet, you never anticipated it necessary. After the Internet, you can't picture survival without it. The greater the degree of education, the stronger the sense of control. The stronger the sense of control, the higher the level of self-esteem. That leads to emotional stability. The more emotionally stable, the better prepared to function in society and beat the odds of becoming a statistic. The power of education is economic power. With a perspective, I'm Paula Tejeda.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.